This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases worldwide have topped 60 million, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States still leads the world in infections, nearly 12.7 million, and deaths, 1.4 million. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden discussed the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling in order to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government has urged people to stay home. Meanwhile, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Biden's inauguration to become the 46th U.S. president will be January 20th. Vice President Kamala Harris will also take the oath of office. At least 41 people were killed and 10 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil, police said. Police said the bus was carrying employees on their way to work when it collided with a truck early in the morning in Sao Paulo State. A police source told AFP, when rescue workers arrived, quote, there were bodies everywhere, end quote, adding, quote, it was impossible to tell who had been in the truck and who had been in the bus, end quote. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. An explosion damaged a Greek-managed tanker at a Saudi Arabian terminal on the Red Sea, just north of the Yemeni border, the ship's manager said Wednesday, in an attack confirmed by Saudi Arabia. In a statement published by state media, the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said a commercial vessel suffered minor damage from shrapnel in what it described as a foiled terrorist attack. This is VOA News. Tributes keep pouring in after the news of the death of one of the world's best soccer players, Diego Maradona. Fellow superstar Brazil's Pelé said he hopes the two will, quote, play soccer together in the sky, end quote. Fellow Argentinian football great Lionel Messi paid tribute to Maradona on Instagram, saying, quote, he has left us, but he will never leave us because Maradona is eternal. Maradona led Argentina's team to a World Cup victory in 1986 as team captain. His attorney says Maradona died of a heart attack. He was 60 years old. Thousands of Thai protesters called on King Maha Wachiralongkorn Wednesday to seek control of a royal fortune valued in the tens of billions of dollars, the latest in months of demonstrations focused squarely on the monarchy. The protests have broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the king. Britain's Treasury chief is being urged to resist calls to cut money for overseas as he prepares to unveil the damage to the public finances wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rishi Sunak will tell lawmakers the deterioration in the public finances has been worse than at any time since wartime, but now is not the time, he'll say, to announce widespread spending cuts or tax rises. Figures show the country's debt pile is around $2.7 trillion, taking it over 100% of annual national income. Concerns have mounted. The government is about to abandon its commitments to overseas aid. Some in the Conservative government arguing for a reduction in the commitment. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The German government agreed Wednesday on the date for the next general election. They chose September 26, 2021. That's when they will choose a successor to Angela Merkel, government spokeswoman said. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier must still give his official approval. European stocks drifted lower Wednesday as initial gains fizzled out after a record-breaking Wall Street run on positive vaccine news, as dealers worried about the impact of a spike in coronavirus infections around the world. Nearing midday, London's benchmark FTSE 100 index lapsed into the red, with investors also cautious before a key British government budget spending statement. Frankfurt and Paris also declined after a mixed session in Asia, while U.S. futures steadied before Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.